Hello and welcome. My name is Diana, also known as Binti Dai. I wanted to welcome you all listeners who are tuning in to a brand new podcast, truly yours. Reason being why I started this, see, sometimes I have these meaningful conversations with different folks on my line of work. And I feel the need to share with everybody. And I get inspired every now and then. So sometimes I feel that inspiration will go to waste if I don't share it with anybody, you know? And yeah, so originally I am Tanzanian. And I was born in Tanzania. I grew up here up until the age of 12, and my mom moved me and my siblings up abroad to United States, particularly in New York. And I have lived my entire life in New York, and it was fantastic. From the age of 12 up until, well, 20 plus years, you know. Now, I had come back home, and right after, well, during COVID, when COVID was actually dying down. So it's been 2 years since my return back home. Previously did have a podcast with my fellow girlfriends that also had made a comeback home. And we had launched this called Returnees of Tanzania. So you might Google it and find out. It was fun and all, but because of our extremely busy life, catching up with life, you know, looking for ways to make a living, I just decided to go ahead and just start this. Maybe we might get back together. I'm not sure. Maybe we will. Maybe not. We shall see. So yeah, this particular podcast was for me to share, get inspired, and what exactly I want to share. I want to share experiences. I want to share what is life like here. Those who are looking for investments, those who want to learn about maybe our ways of making a living here in Tanzania, you know, as I go on, I will be able to see what I can do. I can share that through my experiences. And I'm a mother of two. I'm very proud of my children. Currently separated after being married 11 years. So yeah, you know, life happens, and I'm grateful for all that I have experienced in my life so far. I'm still young, and I'm actually forever grateful, you know. So me, why did I make this return back home? Previously, I did say that I just wanted to have my children experience life in Tanzania. If you were able to listen to our Returnees of Tanzania podcast, I feel like they will progress here are better. That's just how I feel about my children. You might feel different, but I wanted them to know where we're from. I wanted them to learn the language. You know, the big plus, come here and they go into school, they get different experience, you know, being growing up as an African child. And it's just amazing how they just picked up and were able to, you know, go on and live life as a Tanzanian child, you know. For that, I'm super proud of them, and they are doing fantastic. I was worried for nothing, to be honest. You know, if you ever feel like you want to move back home, if you're living abroad, please, by all means, yes, you must prepare yourself, definitely. But know that things have changed, and the school system, so many schools here, it's just about you, what you want to provide for your children. For me, I didn't want them to go to an expensive school, so there's just like a English medium school system here that I felt they will, you know, be just fine. You know, a little bit of Kiswahili, a little bit of English is just all English based school, but they also get the experience of learning a different language, which is Kiswahili, and a big plus, they do teach French at that school that they're attending at the moment. So yeah. Also, being back home, you know, us Tanzanians, sometimes your parents leave you some assets that you inherit. So for the other reasons that I felt I wanted to come and be here for that. Of course, I have my siblings, so it's all about all of us together. I felt like one of us should be back here. So yeah, I got a little too personal, but hey, I get to be asked these questions all the time. Now you a little bit have an idea why. So, what really inspired me? Well, it was more so what called me back home, you know? And I am extremely happy that I made this move because I'm still young, and I'm more happier, you know, being back. And it's something that I've always thought about doing, of something I've always felt the need, and you know, like home is calling me, I need to go back and do this and do this and do that. And then, well, obviously, when you come back home, there are other challenges you get to see, but hey, it's just part of life. What is living without any challenges? You gotta conquer that. So, throughout these experiences I will be sharing with you listeners, you will get to also have an opportunity, hopefully, to ask questions or what do you want to hear about once in a while. Maybe I might have a person coming into one of my podcasts and just discuss their experiences. I will prefer to have a returnee, but I will also want you to hear from people who have invest here, Tanzanian, and they have their businesses and they're progressing, and you know, it's just amazing, you know, and it's kind of like more so what's on the other side if you're still in abroad? Because, you know, we are somewhat don't have it all or don't have all the information. And when you are living abroad, you're like, I don't know if I will be able to make it when I get back home and stuff, if you want to. So, you know, also had these questions like, how much do you need to be able to go back home? I cannot answer that because, you know, everybody's different, everybody's budget is different, and their expense and whatnot. So just do your research, you know, and help you along the way. So I'm here to inspire for those who are seeking that information. What else I wanted to discuss? Just in short, yeah, being being back in Tanzania has really opened up my eyes, and I have been taking in all the experience that I'm going through, and my line of work as a working on the tourism industry. I get to share my knowledge and my experiences and about Tanzania and all, so it's pretty exciting. Also, for those who are seeking opportunities to make it back home, because some are really looking forward to do that, but they just don't know how and where to begin. So, for those who have made the, make a way to show others that it's okay to be here, to be back home. Yes, I am extremely grateful for you all. I have some friends who have done that, and family members who have some go back and forth, which is absolutely fine. I'll advise actually to begin to do that. It's actually better. But for me, I'm just one of those people who just jump and start swimming. So, yeah, I'll keep it short. I don't really want to ramble and talk too much. One thing about me, I'm not very scripted or organized individual, but I will do my best to make sure you get that experience and a bit more organized and scripted just for you to enjoy. So, take it easy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm truly yours, Binti Dai. Cheers.